Before we finish the show, it's time for Question of the Week. Felicity Bedford's been journeying into the depths of space on a quest to answer Warren's cosmic quandary.
We all know that the galaxy contains billions of stars. Since the amount of energy that all those stars have been pouring out is obviously enormous, how come space is so cold?
I spoke to Ryan MacDonald from the Cambridge University Institute of Astronomy to find out more.
The distance between the stars and the universe is absolutely phenomenal. We're talking just between our star and the nearest star, trillions and trillions of miles. And so although that means that we could be quite warm in space nearby to the sun, the majority of the universe is so far away from the rest of the stars in the universe that it is absolutely freezing. I mean, we're talking the temperature of space in shadows or far away from stars. It's around minus 270 Celsius. That is almost as cold as it is possible to get, only about 3 degrees above the coldest temperature theoretically possible.
How do we know about these extreme temperatures if they're so far away from our own experience of space?
So the temperature of just empty space far away from any stars is set by something that we call the cosmic microwave background. So basically, after the Big Bang took place, it emitted a huge amount of light, about 400,000 or so years after it. And that light has gradually lost energy and cooled down over time. And so this is just background light that just fills the entire universe. And it's really, really cold. And so that is what sets the fundamental temperature of space itself away from the stars.
Thanks, Ryan. Sounds extremely chilly. Next time, we'll be tackling Bronwyn's question.
Why do mosquitoes prefer some people over others?
I have to say, I'm a bit of a mosquito magnet. Do you find that, Chris?
Actually, no, I'm pretty immune. I like hanging around with my wife because she is. I never get bitten when she's around.
That's so unfair. Do you have any ideas at home, guys? You can email Chris at thenakedscientist.com, find us on Facebook, tweet at Naked Scientist, or of course, join in the debate on the forum. It's nakedscientist.com/forum.